fourth line. Ravacha v'reder rabika bach achtei. Chalitza mutaz ksheira. A mistake in chalitza's kosher. Eidu chalitza mutaz. For a shlokish kosher omelo chalotla u'vekacha katonsa. They fool him. They say, do a chalitza, which means, as we know what chalitza means, v'cholso nalo me'al raglo. He takes the shoe off its foot. And they fool him by saying, when you do that, you have to be married to her. You and I know it's exactly the reverse. The chalitza frees her from the connection to Zika, and no longer allowed to marry her. So they misinform him. On Rabbi Yochanan, and he showed it's not true. Benchin is scavin who, lo niskavin he, ben lo niskavin he, lo niskavin who, chalitza psula, ashi is scavin lishneim. But Amrit chalitza ksheira, it's just not true. He thinks by giving doing the chalitza, he's marrying her, and that's in effect divorcing her, that's invalid. Elam Rabbi Yochanan. Kol she'omalo chalotzla amanat she'titin l'cho mosayim zuz. He wants an extortion case. He wants 200 zuz. So they make a deal. Let's go to the chalitza, and she'll pay him 200 zuz. Even if she doesn't pay him 200 zuz, the chalitza is good anyway. Good anyway. Alma, Kevin and the Ovid Maisa. What's in Maisa? The act of chalitza. Achule achle litznoi. How do we say it? Can I wait, use an American expression? Actions speak louder than words. The words are that it's conditional, but the action says it's unconditional. Says the Gemara, Hachanami here too, came in the ball, if there was a BAF in the condition out tonight, let's say that he's Merchel the Tanai, it's a great kasha. Omele Bar Bey Rav, Shaper Kamrit, Rashi, Shaper Kamrit, let's read it together, Shaper Kamrit, Bitmia. Oh, the Tanai is nothing from the very beginning. Why? That's the source. Rashi. Rashi, Evshal the Kiyu may the master shall tonight the height of the neck Vinisata. You can Moshe Rabbeinu, Ayade Shliach, he also shall Moshe Tzivil Yoshua, Lot says Lam as the Oret, Shir Shlucho Shal Moshe, the son of Lam. Abel Chalitza, E Evshal the Kaim Ayade Shliach, Ein Yochalo Malu Shlucho, Im Kitain, Bechal Plonis, doesn't work, no shliach. He'll talk. Lab tanoi hu levato la chalitza. The reason why is the tanai is no good in the first place. Not because of the mochel of tanai. There was never a tanai. Why was there never a tanai? Because the tanai is the yavshar, they shliach. You cannot make a tanai. Because lo ha, yavshar, the human, they shliach, yasam, chalitza. Lo ha ve tanoi, frek the Gemara. Obviously, he awesome. The to know Rashi, but via the ball shape kedushin to have to know kidam on the hill. I need ball like I'm not sure to have the Gemara and the sugya hasam mishum the iskush habayas la dodi says Rashi. For hoysol the ish acher call habayas kedushin the mash meket v'shtar bia. Yehi the Mahani Tanai, Bikidusha Kesef, Ushtar, Devshul Kiyumai, Le Shaliah, Ani Nami Bibia. Rashi says it's just a sort of a kind of a Zeres HaKosuv. It works for Kesef and Shtar, works for Bia too. Rabbi will say, I'd come into the Gemara with the Rashi. Are there any questions? I don't know if I can hear you. You may have to just use sign language. Any questions? You can call me up. If you have any questions, don't call me on the phone. I'll be able to hear your questions. Okay, for the moment, no questions. Okay. Now, both sides, take a look at the Nai, the F of the Kayume Ayadei Shaliyah. Okay? Look at the Tosfos. The Tomar, Masvara Yeshkan. What is a Svara? What's a Svara? The Logamina Mehosam, that they didn't map to Svara. He derived from it, they got a Ruvain, only that which is logical. Proof. The Loyafina Mehosam. But Mahani Tanai Ella Bisina's Karka, then they got him in so much Karka. You want to make believe you can't have a snack, something to do with Karka? That's ridiculous. So, what's the logic over here? What's the logic over here? So, Tosca is an interesting answer. Shlomar, by the time of the whole of our Masa Kokach Biyodo, Shiyocha Lekaimar De Shaliach, it's so much in his control, he can do it through a Shaliach. Svarahi, it's a good logic. Shiekim okay biyodo, the shavuye beitanai. If it's in your hands to make a shliach, if you're in control, you make a condition as well. Av a chalitza, she'ein biyodo the kaima de shliach. It's not in your hands to do a shliach. We'll see later. Lo have biyodo nami lemirmi beitanai. You don't have the ability to impose a condition. Therefore, afilo yiskayim atanai. Even if you don't fulfill the condition, you call that Tanai Bodel, Umaisekayam, Umishabhachis, Saru, Svara, Modi Kuleyama, the Bina and Shaps of the Kaima de Shlia, Tubi de Bnei God of Bnei Ruben. I'll need a Tanai Kofel, Tanai Umaisek de Svarim, Gitten Ein Hay, only Rab Meir holds you derive from Bnei God of Bnei Ruben. Rabbanan say no, they say not such a big Svara, Luma Mishar. Therefore, they argue. Fine. I've kind of told this for the moment. Any questions so far? Is it clear? Question: what is Tosis really driving at? Let's explain. If I can make a shliach, what that means is that I'm in charge. I create, here's a critical word now. I create the chalos. The chalos is the effect. So I'm empowered to achieve the desired effect. What's the desired effect? Marriage, divorce, sale, gift, things of this nature. I am empowered to create the desired effect. Therefore, I'm in charge. I can make it conditional. Whenever I cannot authorize an agent, what it really means is that it's a different type of a situation. I'll give you Rabbi Elchanan's example. Do you think I can do a shechita, slaughter a cow on a Tanai? What's a Tanai? If you give me my $100 for the slaughtering, The chicken should be kosher. The cow should be kosher. You don't give me the money, it's not kosher. What do you think? Is that work or not? Nod your head. Is it work or not? Yes or no? No, of course not. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I can't make a conditional shechita. You'll pay me it's kosher. If you don't pay me, it's trade. It's absurd. Well, why not? Why not? If not, why not? Why can't you make such a condition? The answer is, I am not creating the effect. The effect happens automatically. Automatically. The same thing is true with respect to chalitza. Because this begs the question, why is this the nature of chalitza? Why is chalitza, I would have said chalitza is much more similar to gittin. That's the closest comparison, is gittin. Gittin severs the connection between husband and wife. Chalitza severs the connection between brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Just as the first, there could be a condition, and there could be an agent. Why not the second? Let me give you my shot. My shot is as follows. Fundamentally, chalitza is different than all of them. You know why? Because fundamentally, chalitza is a mitzvah. The name of the parent of Masech Yevamos is Mitzvah Chalitza. How do we know that fundamentally it's a mitzvah. How did Chazal know? The answer is as follows. Chalitza consists of three different activities. One is the chalitza itself, when the woman pulls the shoe off the brother-in-law's foot. Number two, there is the famous spitting. Everyone knows about that. Well, Rokoko. And by the way, she doesn't spit in his face or something. She spits on the floor in front of him. And number three is the Kriya Sapsukim. There's different psukim that are read. They're found in Chumash Devarim. And, you know, he says, Lo Chafashi Lekachta. She says, Mein Yevam El Hakam Shem, Lachem Yisola Avayavmi. There are various recitations. And the halacha is, Rabbi Osai, that these recitations, although they're supposed to be done, not ma'akev. If you don't recite, if you don't spit, as long as you pull off the shoe, she is released. Tosis teaches us, Rabbi Osai, in the Sefta Nida, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. Tosis there says that there cannot be any possibility of, how should we say it, L'chadchila versus B'diyeved when it comes to Yisurim and HaTorah. It makes no sense. If it's Osir, it's Mutlah. She may marry, she may not marry. No. The only time you have L'chadchila B'diyeved on the level of the rice is, you know where? By mitzvahs. For example, you want to sprinkle the blood of the korban. Ideally, you require four sprinklings, and in a pinch, it's enough to have one sprinkling, just to give an example. Here, too, ideally, you have to have three parts, chalitza, kriya, and rikika, and with the evidence, enough to have one, namely the chalitza. The fact that there's such a distinction between the chalchila and the evidence and the level of the rice indicates that's fundamentally a mitzvah. Only by mitzvahs do you have a distinction between the chalchila and B'diyev. And when it comes to mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, there's no shliach and there's no tanai. Can I ask you to do me a favor? I'm very busy tomorrow. So, can you put on tefillin for me? I'm busy. Put on tefillin for me. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no shliach when it comes to a mitzvah. Do it yourself. So, can I therefore make a condition? If it rains, I want this mitzvah tefillin. And if not, I don't want the mitzvah tefillin. It doesn't work. Rav Chaim Brisker held, you cannot make a mitzvah on a condition. Now, of course, this is a very bold statement, and it's against the Magen Avraham, I believe, who seems to say, in Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer, you can count the Omer the condition. If I forget to count later on, then I hope this is going to work. But if I remember, this shouldn't work, so I can make a bracha later on. That's how the Magen Avraham understood a certain earlier source. According to Reb Chaim, there's no such thing. It can't be done. You cannot make a conditional mitzvah. Why? Because you cannot make a shliach for a mitzvah. You count Omer to me for night, I'm going to go to sleep, you count the Omer for it. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Everyone understands that. It's called a mitzvah shebegufo. It's to do it yourself. No one else can do it for you. This is very, very important yourself. Anyway, since chalit is fundamentally a mitzvah, therefore there's no shliach, therefore there's no tnai, and more than that. These are two terms I'd like you to learn. When it comes to marriage and divorce, you require a very high level of das on the part of the husband. As a matter of fact, as Chaim Brisker explains, that's why we require eidei kiyum. You need two eidim to be there, and he has to know that they're there. We saw this already, if you recall, we read the Rivash earlier this week. If he didn't know that eidim are there, the marriage is no marriage. Why? Because indeed, eidim, the das, dover should be erva, so that the husband should express his desire to marry the woman in the strongest possible way, so aka in front of two eidim that he knows they're there. So it's there's no deniability. If he doesn't know they're there, he thinks it's a joke. According to Reb Chaim, it's very possible. The chalitza does not require the kiyum. For the same reason. Chalitza does not require das. All it requires is kavana. two different things. Kavanah is intention, and das is a very high level that you want something to take effect. When it comes to chalitza, as long as you do the action, and you know that the action is intended to release her from the zika, from the bonds, you have to know that, otherwise to make it just not doing anything, it works through your kavanah. This is a very, very, very important yisod. A very important yisod. It's interesting. It's fascinating. The Tosfos has an expression, Ho v'amase kokach miyodo shiyochol l'kaimar de shliach. It's such a great level of control as opposed to chalitza, where it's not so in control. That's the expression used over here by Tosfos. Look in the Ritva and the Meiri, they say, if you can do it to a shliach, not that he is totally in control, they call it an interesting phrase, an interesting, fascinating phrase. Hamase cholush v'atnai mevatlo. So writes the Meiri, and the Ritva is very similar. Very similar. What's the lumdus, Rav Ose? Sounds counterintuitive. The answer, Rav Ose, is as follows. The answer is, it's weak. You know why it's weak? Because the action itself doesn't do the trick. Rather, you have to have an effect separate and apart. So the action is also an effect. I do an action of putting a ring on the girl's finger, giving a getter to her hand, giving a document selling my house. That's the action. And the effect is the marriage, the divorce, the sale. That's the effect. They're two separable entities. The action I do and the effect. Oh. If I cannot do it through a shliach, then, as I mentioned before, there's no effect. Had there been an effect, I could do it through a shliach. The action itself achieves everything. Shchita was an example. Can't make a condition. It's automatic. There's no shlichus. Whoever does it, does it. It's animal is slaughtered. It's slaughtered. The shoe is taken off. It's taken off. So then the woman's allowed to marry him when she pleases. This Rav Osai is a fundamental principle, Rav Osai. Let's chazer again, one more time. When it comes to Gittin and Kiddushin, you do an action. The action is conditional. If something happens, the action takes effect. If something does not happen, the action cannot take effect. That works. When it comes to things such as Chalitza, we cannot separate action from effect. Just can't do that. It's one and the same. Once the action is done, the effect is automatic. You can't make a shliach, you can't make a tanai. It happens automatically. It's interesting, it's fascinating. There is a concept of nazir. Nazir. And how many chevra have this worked out? Let's open up the brisket rub. We're going a little bit out of order, but given the fact that I'm overseas, I have a better way to do this. The nazir, that's good. Let's read together. Hareini nazir, amenash shehei shose yayin, from the time of the mason. It's a nazir, but also the kulam. The tanai is not valid. Move the gemara shalom. They should master a mashakasa batora. For master mashakasa batora, to know batel. One of the rules we just saw. You and Shabbatos, Shakasa Bazal Shom. In Tomar, Hapaglay, the Nazirus e Evshel the Kayam Ayadeh Shaliach. Why did the Gemara say? You can't make a Nazirus to a Shaliach. Will you please accept the Nazirus for me? That won't work. So automatically it's not should be batel. Less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. Yesh lomar, Very would call a balabatis answer. Since the achem can be the korbanis, that's hard to imagine. Koshali, the dying age of tours, he's in the Dorim. Race spirit, male in the Dorim. Honor Machitas, Olam im Erchat. On the Dorim, he has look at him in Kivegi asks, what about the Dorim? There's no carbon. So what? There's no Shliach at all? Dine. Eker Kushis tells the Sheikh, so I may hold the E. F. So the time I did Shliach. Toss it on there. With next few extra tables. Adoni, Ovi, Mori, Rabbi, Hagoy, and Achosid, Zechet, Talik, the Kodesh, the Rokha, the Chayel, and Abo. That's a Chayim. It's the risk of Chayim, it's the son. Big Soho. Yech Lomach, Dibin Adorim, and Azirus, Mahani, Tanai, Lo, Misham, Hilchos, Tanoi. That's the general rule of Tanoi, which wouldn't work necessarily. Ela, the Imlo, the Skyim, Kimash, Isna, Lohavi, Bechlau, Ho, Odom, Bishuah. Pesach says in Vayikra, "V'chol asher yavateh ha'odah b'shvuah," and the words various brushes based on those two words in proximity, juxtaposition, and adjacent. Ha'odah b'shvuah. Look what it says. Ha'odah b'shvuah. Watch carefully. Ha'odah b'shvuah. V'havik mo nidrei shgogos, u'kimo nidro u'pischo imo, v'neder botel. Not a regular din of Tanai. Rather, it works to a different rule. Rule of a other b'shrua. After the whole person know what he's saying. So therefore, if he's honest, doesn't know what he's saying, he's shogeg, he doesn't realize what he's saying. It's not valid. See here too. He wanted it only on a certain condition. It's not met, it's not valid. So writes up Chaim. Vanir el omar bozeh b'shitas ha-tosis. I didn't say that. Maybe tosis k'suba staf n'vov. But both sides, I had this in mind also on the Ma'am HaKomis. Let's put the way for the brisker up for a minute and open the tosis staf n'vov and manal. Also, the Nvomer Manal, what does it say? The last six lines. The Tanya. Oh, my Leisha, we have to Kudesh and Sleep. Amanash, Ein Loch, Alay, Shech, Suskiyono. Harezu, Mikudesh, and Tano, Batel. Why, Master, Master, Kosa, Matar? Ibrahim. Rabbi Udomer, Bidomer, Shibam, Mamon, Tano, Kayom. Comes to monetary matters, the Tanai is in fact effective. Okay? Says Tosis. Right? The Mekudesh is in Tanoa Batel, according to the first opinion. Akoha with the Kav of the Tanoi Iri. He doubled the condition. Yes, yes, no, no. The Yomala Im Ein Loch Alai Sherk Susviona Her Mekudesh Sim Lav Al Ti Mekudesh. How do you know? The Bikama la Kamo, the Tama, the Rabbi Meir, the Tano, Botel, Mishun, the Master, Mashkosa, the Torah. Bilo, Kofel, the Tano, Tapel, the Tano, Botel, the Rabbi Meir, Mishun, the Boy, Tanai, Kofel, the says in the Kiddush, the Samach Aleph. They made a Tanai Kofel. Fantastic. The Tama, Him Kane, Amayim, Kudeshes, Hare Hisna, the Befairish, Shem Yila, Love Shek, Susviona, Shana, Kudeshes. So he didn't want it. How could they be married? Be lo, my little kach, mekudesh, levishem, mekacha, amanasha, timchol, lo, very mochlo, elde, mechilas, and mechila, don't tanya, break, raise, and nozim. Hurry, nozim, amanasha, eshta, yayim, et tamal, the mate, and raise, and nozim, yosim, don't cool on. Raise, and mask, and mask, and mask, and toro, hosta, mashak, lishnu, yachi. B. This is a different example, where this terrence wouldn't apply. Omeri, this is the next slip, two lines, which packs a wallop, these two lines. Very important two lines. Let's read together in two lines. Omeri, love the Alpina Mitznai, Bene Godot, Neruvain, Hava Mina, V'shum tznai eina mevatlas ha-maisa. Not a single one. V'afilu lo yizkayim b'sof ha-maisa kayim. Every tznai should be both. We're not going to go to Meruri. We'll see soon. Hash to the alfina mehosom. D'mahani tznai levatl ha-maisa ha-minon. The dafka kisha eino masta mashikasa b'torah. Duri le b'nei gora b'nei ruvein. So here's the mashikasa b'torah. So it's like a chiddush nifla v'nayru. Logically, no tonight should work. No tonight should work. Why shouldn't it work? Go back to what we said earlier today. Every situation, Rabosai, we say a distinction between the tonight, between the maita and we call the chalos. The tonight is, I want maita A to create chalos B under a certain condition, otherwise it should not create anything. Moses is saying that if I formulate an inappropriate condition, the mice is chal. Why? I didn't want it. Listen to the answer, Rabbi Osai. Yes, you did. You wanted this mice, and the mice is unconditional. What you wanted to do is make the chalos, the effect, conditional. I want Maisa A to yield Chalos B, but only on a certain condition. Well, guess what? If you didn't formulate it appropriately, your condition is null and void, and the marriage, divorce, or sale goes through, because you said it should go through, and the action itself was unconditional. Only the effect is conditional. And you didn't set up a private system, so the Maisa, the monster, that you created, known as a Maisa, now it's going to work. And as a result, Rabbosai, believe it or not, the marriage, divorce, sale will take effect, even though basically you didn't really want it to take effect. Because when you didn't want it to take effect, all you wanted to prevent the chalos. You didn't do it properly. So the Maisa triggers the chalos anyway. I give a mushroom, Rabbosai. Rabbosai is a funny mushroom. Who has a driver's license here? Who drives the car? That's it? Only Dov? You all drive? She's driving a car and put on the gears. I don't know if they do that. Huh? You also, but more important than the gears is the brakes. You can't put on brakes, don't get behind the wheel. Dangerous. Sure on board. Let's say a guy puts on the accelerator. He's going to go 20 miles an hour. And he's going to put on the brakes, and it'll stop. Everything's great. What happens is, there's a leak in the system. All the brake fluid leaks out, and the brakes stop working. That's for sure. The guy is going 25 miles an hour till the Blasio can't go 25 miles an hour. Okay? He puts on the brakes. No response. Nothing happened. Goes crashing right into the wall. 25 miles an hour, not so bad. He crashed into a wall. I said, what do you mean? I didn't want to travel into the wall. I didn't want to go into the wall. I wanted to stop. The answer is, that's true. But you set up a system of gas, and the counterpoint, which is the brakes, were not set up properly. So it's true, you didn't really want to go into the wall, but you really did want to go into the wall. You wanted to step on the gas strong enough to go into the wall, and you wanted to stop it with brakes, but the brakes didn't work. You used to have imperfect brakes, you go into the wall. But I didn't want them, go into the wall anyway. Same thing over here. You wanted to stop this marriage by making conditional. You didn't formulate it properly, the condition doesn't work. And you go into the wall, but you get married, you get divorced, you sell the house. I didn't want it to end. You wanted the mechanism of the sale itself. You wanted the effect to be on a condition. You didn't formulate it properly. So therefore the monster you set up, the act of marriage, divorce, sale works its magic, and the marriage, divorce, and sale are valid. Even though you didn't really want the magic you want. That's Tosis is saying. Let me read Tosis again. Would not have been a god of Ruvain. No tonight would work. Why? because every action leads to an effect. Now you derive from there. That's why it works to be nakat amaisa. You say it's only she'enom master mashikasa b'torah. They weren't master mashikasa b'torah. So if you decide to master mashikasa b'torah, it will not work. This is a very fundamental tosis I've been talking about, very critical. You know what? The Tshuvas HaRosh has a very important phrase, which he lifts from the Gemara Masechta Tshuvas. Take a look at the Gemara, Yud Tes of the Beis. Take it out of context, as the Rosh does somewhat. Two-thirds of the way down the page. Halfway down. What does that mean? Rashi, full higher up. Tnai hayu devarenu, al tnai mecharalo, shiaslo kach v'kach lorina shikim lo tno, v'zeo me lo kiim li. Again. V'zeo me lo kiim li v'eno mecher. I claim it is fulfilled tonight, and the sale is not a valid sale. Chazer again. Raya yud vareinu mal. Modo v'yamono. When it comes to a modo, what's the earlier? Modo hayud vareinu ein amonim. Rashi, higher up at the seventh narrow line. Vareinu vareinu. If star mechel ramosh eden chasumen do amochem masem odav b'paneinu ve'aronu onso b'karnabo, so the sale is going to be invalid. Ein nemanin v'os yaper ma'ala l'shtara. Okay, it says. What about tonight? What about tonight? So odav amonos agrashi time of mind to come amar. Ain't them on him to co-acquire the story. They do some there, but also I'll pay on Mara the story. Here too should we believe? No, Odilma, look carefully. Oh, lo acquire the story. The mode of him, Shashtar Emes, Elishit Tanai Hoya Benayim, but do Aedis Acheresi, Ustara Memela Miakalech as man, Yom Shokim Tano Bizmano. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara is talking about the situation of tonight. Maybe no, because tonight, Milsa Achriti. Tonight is something else, literally. It's an outside force which can lead the action not to yield the originally desired effect. But it's removed. So you say Tayyabarainu. So maybe it should be me. Should be believed. Tosis is suggesting. Mil Sakhriti means it's something else. There's a Maisa and there's a Chalos. Two separate things. Keep this in mind. Having said this, let's go back now to Briskerov and see what he has to say on this topic. We're on column 2, page 34. Did we get that far? No. Still in column 1. The Atosis, the last 8 lines, 10 lines. In all the rules and regulations. The Ma'inyan Zelda Tanoim came into the Lokasina Ocha Levatla Maisa. What does that mean, Rabbi Osei? What is the fact? I say, if it rains, the marriage should go through. If it doesn't, it shouldn't go through. If the sale should go, should not go, the divorce should go through. I make a condition. If it rains, yes. If it doesn't rain, no. That's what happened over here. Look carefully. Rak shemekadesh also the last four lines of column one. B'li yiskaivus shekzos v'yono. B'niskat shalom ha'olpen zayin shem edvaro. So the Kivega is saying, he's not doing it tonight. Not at all. He's just making a wedding, a marriage, without the benefit of shekzos v'yono. Not if yes, yes, if no, no proposition. Ulam, look what the Brisker Rav says in defense of Tosus. She's a Tosus team, Harry Bubu Eris. Tibi din Tanai Karsina Nalo. Banira Bashitosa. The cave of the Karsina, the Mechal din Ban is suing. Sloy Bu Kiyuvan Sherxus, next column. Viono, the Zeb Sharak, we din Tanoim. Tibi Tanoim, having Zeris Akosu. The Nasa Halos din be Etzem Amaisa. It's an amazing chiddush in the Torah that the action of putting a ring on a finger or giving her a bull of divorce or selling something, the action itself is only fulfilled if the tanai is fulfilled. Give the brackets for the moment. Da kocha chal ayadei hadin shel tanoim. That's a gzeiras hakosav. That the marriage is no marriage. It always is considered the kayam. You created and refashioned your own version of marriage. Oh, you have to have it. But they got a meruvah. You can't make a marriage a half a marriage. Amenas sheyeshol seyayin umitame lemesim. Aye, how can you do it? You have to be shliach. Why? The cave of the beina and ochol lemeichol din by naziris. You want like a change in the plan of naziris? How so? Sheyedin ochol mishan naziris yo yuta mishtias yad v'tuma. Different than all of the naziris. Okay, ba'kochoch hurak mishum zeres akosuv shel tnoim. Hamo'ilim, lochol din bi'etzem ha'maisa shihei, toli bi'ikur dina b'tanai zeh. You refashion a new naziris, a new marriage. You understand this? She tol asna also, b'yochol din b'naziris, she mutter v'shti as yayin. It would work. Yilav mitan de mas mashkos ha'batar. V'zeh she ikshu, de gam b'lav tam de mas mashkos ha'batar, lo shechek klal b'naziris netzoyim. He's a nire. Afal gav the name of the Benidorim of Benaziris. Lod Srichin and Klav. Linyan Bittel Hamayis and Gleris Kosma Shal Tanoim. Why? Ele v'lav ochiim lo mekaimim kavit Tanoim nidro gavol osu v'atelim. Shum dina odem b'shua kumod nidvi shkogus u'kadome kumod shal kusay v'es l'mal v'shem adoni yovi morev rabi ha'goin tatal. Even if you grant that,
Because
the Lotzrichin and Klav was Agdes Akasum, Shel Tnoi, as a Chaim correctly observed. Amal Mikavon, Sha'anu Donin Hochol Lehepech, Shenazi Rosso Tiskayim, Bitnai Zesh Yashon Siyah Mashiach Oedet, the male did the Benazir, she started Dina Mishan Aziris, Yamut the Mashiach Yahim, the Kwasin is Bar. Azelo Shaya Klav, Dina Adam Bishwua. Ah, Rabosai. Adam Bishwua means you only want it on your terms, that if yes, yes, and if no, no. But over here he's saying a different word. No yes, if yes, if no, no. You just want to say it should work, but on your terms, if there's a whatever condition is being imposed. Go on, Rabosai. Rak Srikhina, the Zedavka, Kedinshot Tnoim, she is so Dina who Kalos Din Begufa Maise. Bezeo Hamol Gam Lemechal Chalos Din Begufa Nezira Shelo Yehei Boi Yisur Neshtias Yayin Keva the Nasa Din Be Etzema Neziris She told him it's Tanai Zeh Hamo Mishum Din Oda Mishua Hamei Lo Nasa Hocha Begufa Neziris Dova Avien Kan Shem Chalos Shel Tanai Begufa Masha Neziris Elo Dem Lo Neskai Em Kefi Yitno Hamei Kabbalos Lame Mele Betela Shem Din Oda Mishua Again Moel Zerak Levat Lanaziris. Avalola Mechal Din Vanaziris. Came into the Etzim Anaziris of Chalkan Shem Tanoa Klau. You can't say it's Tanai as a toast. If yes, yes, if it rains, it doesn't rain. No. Here the word is, Rabosai, you want to change around the Naziris. A Naziris which is customized for you, you can even Tama Le Mesim and drink wine. Pretty, you know, customized version of the Naziris. Oh. Watch this. Shaper, Mushev, Shaitim, Gamkusha, Bekiva, Eger, Behaf, the Konim, Rechitas, Olim, Im Erchats, Hosam, Arielo, Behina, Dashuya, Shum, Chalos, Dinba, Nether. That changes the nature of the Nether. It's not a See, Naziris is a Torah-approved neder, not this guy's. Elo the rechitza asura rak b'tanai zeh. V'ze'ev she'gam b'lo din shel tanoim. As the Chaim said. Rak b'avanashe eshot se'yayin v'tava l'meisim. Shemo l'mecho b'tano chalot din b'etzem and Naziris. Shavu l'tshukhin adaf for the zeh sekos shel tanoim. U'kamon shen izbar, on the Meshul won't knock it out. Adkan Rabosai, the holy words of the holy Briskara. This is all introductory, we want to talk about now. So we did the Gemara, we did two Tosfos, one on Ayin Dal, one on the Vav, and we spent some time the words of the holy Briskara. This is the Briskara and the Rambam, the official version. However, Briskara has also Ksavim, which is printed now on Shas. So, and the Briskav also has a Shas. Listen very carefully. In order to answer Tosas Kasha, when it comes to a Nazir, why can there be a condition? It's the Efshay De Shaliyah. The answer to Rav Chaim's first answer is Adam Mishua. It's not the regular din of the Naziris. This can be found in the stencils. I don't want to make copies of stencils. It's just a copy of a copy. Just look at the graph and the grid on the stencils. On those that feel out from it out. Two terus. Perspect the kashet, Yepshadeh Shliach. Says Rav Chaim, Adam Mishmur, a different way to cancel it. Not regular Dinam Tzorim. A second possible answer, says Rav Chaim, is like this. If I can't make a Shliach, this means that I lack in the bilus. I'm not so much in control, as Tosas explained. However, Reb Chaim suggests, listen carefully, if I cannot make a condition that our sugya, the zero is of this nature, listen very carefully, please. It's a chesaron only in the shlichus and not in the bailus. Typically, if I cannot do a shliach, means I'm not fully in charge, as Tosfos said. So if I cannot do a shliach for a technical reason, even if the person who's accepted should say it with his own mouth, his own lips. It's a technicality. It doesn't change the quality of the nature of the institution that we're discussing. If you look at Reb Chaim's Sof, you'll see, available, the second teretz. But I actually, since you all have Rambams, I would like to share the Rambam, the Brisker of quotes, not here in his parish of the Rambam, but the Kitzvei Agriz on Azad Afiral. Over to Rambam Perek Tes, and Nichols Gerish. Perek Tes, and Nichols Gerish. Got a lot of aleph. Amegarish is ishto the achazman kavua, raise the gureshes, shagia is not a kavua. No problem. Raise the domel it's nigh, vein it's nigh. Domel it's nigh, shame the gureshes, shagia is not a kavua. Vein a domel it, vein it's nigh. Shamegarish al tnigh, haregirish, visit, haregirish. If you divorce on the condition, you divorced her. But this fellow was there, who's the garish effect of 3 days from now. Adayin lo girish. Achegia also is man. Bicha have a garish out tonight, so I'll look for to know. But then it's all look for tomorrow. Well, the shamish bet to know him should be Arnu. Not at tonight, the achas man. Halacha vav. I know that get the Arishto of Yomalaim, lo titi di Masayim Zuz, ain't the get. Oh, we have the Gureshes. I raise the lo Girish cloud. Vien can't get lo off Naib, lo told him, Yahweh Maisa, the Chen Kol Kayolti was there. You think Kiddush? You all about? Take a look at Aloha Hey, more important. Above was a mistake. Hey is a critical. MSC Perak test and Garish Aloha Hey, this is the critical round. Look carefully inside. Umabein Amigarish al Tanai, the Desha Kovas Mala Garish, or Kloba Mice. Shemigarish al Tanai, watch this. Yesh Shom Garishin. This is the part of the ground, Super Shi Testament base. Tanai Mil Sachrita. There's a Mice of Garishin. Here Tanai is never fulfilled. So the guy shall tie his shim garish and bait him to call him at she's kind of tie. If she's kind of at night, this guy shall only get kind of a peach low eat ain't of his shoes up. Then a tree called lach the little old Leoso Rishuso, Rishuso Akash is kind of at night. So he gill the other to heal him to us garish. This is kind of shit, he's kind of at night. Lotate the commotion beyond a kitchen nif the ramba. She married somebody else before the time was fulfilled. I would say for sure they'd say. It wasn't Chal yet, but the mice of Gerishim was there. That's somehow sufficient, suffices, they don't know how. I will have told the Gerishim this man, over mice, lo vigiya get liyoda, betoras Gerishim, betoras pikoda, adas man shekova, o ad shetasa a mice. Not a condition. I'm marrying you, but not until you jump in the lake, whatever it may be. So whatever you do, the action, it's not the marriage or the divorce is not affected. The picha, she agiya hazman, she chodios get birshu sa. O tags of the titleno, she be in her hand. O she bevoko, she yichto, so pro apo pi, she in her rishu sa, she be arm. Otherwise it won't work. And when nisit kodem, she agiya hazman, she kova, o kodem, she tasa, my, she stola bo yershim, hey, say, lalad, mamzer, she dani, she's gemura, ain't kancham gershim. Shem Gerish. Very important you saw in the Rambam. Two different kinds of things. So what does it mean, Rabbi Osai? What does it mean? You need, Rabbo Sarah, this is such an important thing. You need, in a situation of a get al tanai, it's an amazing institution to get al tanai. The action of get is certainly different right now. Whether it's effective or not effective, depends upon the condition. That's the closest enough to the divine. Then what a dreadful thing. How can you impose your conditional will on an action of the Torah? Suppose you give a ring, you're married, you give a document, you're divorced. And you're saying, whoa, I'll throw in a condition. Who said it doesn't work? Who said it's going to work, should they? And they go to Bnei Reuven and tell you, you have to follow their rules, otherwise it's nothing. Take a look at Rabbi Hosea in Rambam and Ichos Ishus, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin. Please look. Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin. Nichos Ishus. Achidish Neira. Last five lines of page Ayin in the front. What kind of crazy thing is this? Why should it be different to say me'aksha or if you say the achatman? What's the difference? So my Rebbe explained, it's found in the Briskerov's Ksovim, not on the Rambam, but I believe it's in the Ksovim on Shas, that you do the Maisa that should be Chal now. What does that mean? If you have a Maisa and you want this Maisa not to take effect, if certain conditions are unfulfilled, that requires Negonim and Neruven, Achidish Nifla Venoira, that a perfectly valid and complete act of divorce or of marriage will not yield the desired result without the fulfillment of a particular condition. However, Rabbi Osai, that's in the case in which, as the Rambam has taught us so beautifully, the action is certainly there right now, and the chalos, the effectiveness is conditional. Okay. What about the other case? The other case. If there's no fulfillment of the condition, listen carefully, please, it's the nuance. If there's no fulfillment of the condition, I don't want it to even be a maisa kiddushin, or a maisa gerushin, or a maisa mecher. Not the typical tonight. Typical tonight we saw in Rambam, the mice is for sure, the chalos is conditional. No, I don't want that. I want to make even the mice conditional. It doesn't require necessarily mishpatei atanoim. Not in the Rambam. Oh. That being said, let's turn for a moment to Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel in Rambam, in the Chazishas. Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel. We've been here before. Hamekadesh al Tanai v'chozer achar kama yomim u'bitl al Tanai, afal bishem bitl beino lebeino, shalom b'fnei edim, b'tl al Tanai. Why? From a general rule. Ein davar should be erva pogos mishayim. And kiddushin davar should be erva. The Brisker Rav, you see from here, no. The condition is something which is external. It's external. And as such, there's no need for edim when the condition is either fulfilled or the condition is canceled. Something external. Rambam writes at Mosai in Perek Vav, in the Chagishus Halacha Aleph. This is coming to the real end of this year. Almost done. Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Hamekare Shalat Tanai. In the sky of Tanai Mekudesh. It's in Lona Sky of Mekudesh. Mekudesh. Ben Shiat Tanai Minahisha. Kol Tanai Shabolam. Ben Kedushin Ben Gerishin. Bein v'mekha chumemka, bein v'shadjinim al-metoch tiyos v'tay bo'advar. It goes through all the four things. What are the four things? T'nai kofel, hein kona l'lav, t'nai kona l'maise, and efsha l'kaimo. What did the Rambam omit? You mouth it with your mouth? What did the Rambam omit? You omit it out of Gemara. Efsha de shliach. Rambam omitted out of Gemara. Well, now, take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chof Dalid. Dalit Chav Dalit. Page Shin Samach Dalit in the Rakarama. Chalitza Mutaz Psula Keita. Don't you offer lo chalot slo v'tachat ha-kopsa. That's not good. Oshama lo chalot slo shizu mitzvah v'yena ma'aseh s'alech ha-kul. Imra tisach ha-kach li'av v'yav v'chazet. Not true again. It's foolish. Aval im hit uhu v'yomru lo. Chalotz lo amanah shetitul lecha masayim zuz. O al tanai kach v'kach. Av opi shalom no stov lo neskayim at tanai. Chalitzos shekshera. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because the condition is invalid because the EF shnei shliach. No, what did he say? Different reason. What did he say? Shrein is skave lach lotz lo. What? What's he saying? The holy Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara said the reason why such a tanai is no good. Why? Efiyah shnei shliach. Rambam left it out and threw his own reason. What's his own reason? Shrein is skave lach lotz lo. What kind of busy Rambam? Throwing your own reasons. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Here is a Magid Mishnah. I will say right over here in Perek Dal Elocha Chav Dal in Nichos Yibum. Quote the Yerushalmi. Quote the Rashba. Yerushalmi says, look at the question, Yerushalmi. Again, it's a little lengthy to Magad Mishnah. What does he say? Chalotzla and his with no Zika, and you marry her again. Where do you see that? Trying to find it. Yeah, he's read it before. It's the very beginning. Rashi Malach Shomer, Kol Shomer Lo Chalotzla. Bini teres l'cha liyachad zman. He fooled him. No, they didn't fool him. The act of chalitza he did, and he knew at the act of chalitza severed the relationship. They sold him a bill of goods that at some future date, they'll do magic, abracadabra magic, Mutaris later on. Now the bluff, that wasn't true. An external. External. You can't back out a chalitza with anything which is external. You don't need das for chalitza. It's enough to have kavana. What does that mean, kavana? I'll give an example. The das, you have to have someone who's at least bar mitzvah. Remember, I'm in Eretz Yisrael right now. It's already 7 o'clock. That means my grandson became bar mitzvah just tonight. I already got brachas for him from Rav Shechta and Rav Twersky. I got him in Gruss. I took him to Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldman for a bracha and tell him to go to an appointment with Rabbi Usher Weiss in another hour, taking him for another bracha. This is big stuff. Big stuff. Okay? So what are we saying over here? Let's connect it all. If a katan wants to marry, divorce, sell, with the rice, it's nothing. What about gadol omen al gaba? Whoever heard that phrase? Raise your hand, never heard of it. Gadol omen al gaba. So come on, get the conveys. You write the get. And the God of the Oman al Gaba may work. Explains with Karab and others. Ksiva saget. Not the giving of the get by the husband. That requires the highest level of that. But ksiva saget. Enough to have kavana. When it comes to kavana, even someone who's underage can be coached. From both sides. When you need das, a formal das, it's a gzeres hakosu. You're not 13, it's nothing. When it does not require das, enough to have kavana, as long as you're guaranteed in point of fact of kavana, how, God alone, agaba, it works. Succeeds again, it's enough to have kavana. Why? The lashon of the briskerov, as is quoted. Listen carefully, I'm reading to you verbatim. The das balim lo shayach el hecha to hu ha oser o amater o hamakne. Him. Aval chalitza. Ein hu mater osa. El shu oser rak maisa chalitza. Ba chalitza hi amateris. Like shchita. Vi eish tol shirak shetzorek das. Ulo kishadai be kavana. Kolomar. Da maisa lo hoya betos. Amosai. The action wasn't a tos. So when the Rambam writes, what do Rambam say? Why do we, what's the lashon of the Rambam? In Dalet Chav Dalet Nichos Yim, the last 4 words of the Rambam, what did he say? Sherein Eskavein Lachlos Lo. What does that mean? You want to have the Meiser. You want to have the Meiser. And the Meiser, you did have Kavana for. Aye, let's say a maisa, yes, because there's no kalos because of a tanai. After the shliach, Rambam didn't tell you that then. Rambam explained to you why you wanted to do the maisa no matter what. Oh, according to the Rambam, we said before, the action does not require the mishpatei atanoim. Rambam the Miri says the machlokas hasugis. Machlokas asugis. When it comes to Me'akshin, according to the Rambam, we said it's not a din t'nai. The classical din t'nai means the action is an action for sure and the effect is conditional. And it makes perfect sense. I do the action now, whether it will take effect tomorrow or the next day, if it rains or snows, or it may be, that's an external thing. No sachrita. It requires all the laws of tonight, otherwise it wouldn't work. But me'achsha means it's from now. So I'm saying, if at the end of the day the tonight is not fulfilled, from now the action is no action. The action is no action. It's logical. It doesn't need the din of b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. Now, the problem is chalitza rabosai. Every chalitza is me'achsha. You cannot say, I'll do a chalitza now, and it'll take effect next week. Makes no sense. Like a shechita. I'll shechita now, but shenimut till next week. He'll say for 9 days. Why shechita in the 9 days? You'll make a michshel, leak flesh. No. It's not mutl after Tisha B'av. The guy eats it before Tisha B'av. He's over Yisrael Nevela. He can't. You can't do these things. It's impossible. When it comes to chalitza, there's an additional problem. But also, if you remember the Gemara on that pei beis in Masechta Kiddushin, Masechta Ksubis, give a turn. There's that pei beis of an alf we had before this year, way back when. Watch this. The Gemara says in by halfway down the page, a little less. There's a class that came out of tonight for the Achash Loshim Yom. The Achash Loshim Yom Kono, Afilo Omedes Ba'agav. What's his name? Lo Kono. Homele the Achsho, Lo Kono the Achsho. If you said the Achsho, it's retroactive, and right now it's in the proper place, good. But if you don't, make it retroactive. It's called Kol Sokinyano. Kol Sokinyano. Doesn't work anymore. Chalit is always Kol Sokinyano. It has to be Chal immediately. Same as Chalipin. The two Chalis, Chalit and Chalipin, have to be Me'afshim. Otherwise, it's nice. I did an action, a switch. I did an action, pulled off the shoe. And then it's gone. Poof, it's in the air. If I give you money, so the money's in your pocket, or even if you lost it, the debt, if it doesn't go through, exists. If I give you a star, and the star is still around, it exists. If it burned up or got lost, it's takanah. This is a big yesod over here. Every chalitza should be called sukinyano. And I complete the citation. The came in the me'achshav ein tzorich mishpatei atzinoyim, l'meilo ein tzorich lasuye latam, the less of bishlichos. So the Gemara, Rabosai, is working with an opinion that says that when they talk about Me'achshav, you do require Mishpatei Atzinoyim. We pass in the Kodre Amalacha not that way. We don't pass in our Gemara. The Gemara is pilfering back and forth with the laws of, for example, he actually did shliach because the Gemara goes on the Omar, and even though it's me'achshav, it has to be because of kolso. You don't need mishpatei atzinoyim. Ram left it out because Rambam learned by me'achshav you don't even need mishpatei atzinoyim. You don't need it. You don't need mishpatei atzinoyim. On the other hand, to render the so therefore, the chalitza will be good no matter what. Can't knock it off if they're going to be in the room and if it's me'achshav. You can say it's a maaseh al das game. But chalitza doesn't need das. I'll say it. I'm only doing the maaseh al das. Whoop. Once you say the word das, you're already out of love with chalitza. Chalitza doesn't require das. You can't knock it off that way. As long as there's kavanah to release her, any conditions you impose are simply invalid. Invalid. Of course, the question becomes, the Rambam should have brought this rule of less of a shlichus, quote unquote, for Shar Dvarim, for other areas? Perhaps no. No. Whenever it's less of a shlichus, it means it cannot be take effect with respect to me by your action. By definition, you don't need das, only kavana. And you can't have a kavanah on tonight. It doesn't work. Can't. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So here I was, let's chazer again. Remind me on Sunday, Mr. Shem, to begin with the tshuva irgus Moshe, please, where he discusses this very question. I believe it's on the Maram Akomas. It's on like Kupai and Tess or something. It's the last tshuva of Rav Moshe to Rav Shizgal, who's later going to be his son-in-law. It's called, this tshuva was written way back in 1938. Igus Moshe, Evan has a chelik alim some kupayin tes. Hikshali ha-bocha ha-choshim mod, Rabbi Yamosha Shizgal. Later to be his son-in-law, later. That's a fascinating question. Rabbi Moshe gives an interesting answer. I'm going to hold that off until Sunday so we can see it inside. Today we're going to see just one more thing and we'll stop. The Mordechai, Agos Mordechai, Simon Reish Tzadik. The most I open the Gemara to the Agos Mordechai, Simon Reish Tzadik. Go. Have a fancy Gemara here. Towards the very beginning of Reish Tzadik, it's page Lamed Beis in the New Gemaras, the next to the last paragraph in column one, last full paragraph. What's the Gemara? Amanash enachal ayshek tzviyona v'kudesh es tzno bottle. Hocha ma'ek shekafle de tznoi v'ylo kafle afil lo havi matmash v'tor tzno bottle. So says after the vote. Tosis hikshu v'tirtzu harbe me'o v'vesot kosum zelashona. Igal and Emar devadai ma'ase ha'nase v'yodayim. That's the word. Go kinyin to get the kiddushin. Then, something's missing in the text. That works. That tonight works. Mechalitza v'chayotze ben, she'en amas ha'yochol iskayim ha'yadei shliach, kiyim ha'yadei ha'odam atzmo, olim hamas et fei. It's stronger. Not weaker, stronger. V'lo yizbat la'yadei atnai shli iskayim. How do we explain Pshat? Because there's no separation of a Maisa with a Chalos. So one thing, it happens by itself, like Shechita. Av the Maisa she'eno ele b'diva b'yama go neder lo olim kulei ay she'yiskayim lo niskayim atanai. Though when it comes to a neder, you actually have to have the tanai would take effect. Would take effect. So writes the Mordechai. Now, what does that mean? What do the words mean? As a Chaim perhaps meant, or the Mishvua, I'd like you to look up Rabshech the Shlita. I just saw him a few hours ago. He had a bracha. It's an Eretz HaTzvi, two places, page Kuf and page Reish Samach Gimel. Rabshech is healthy, so that there's a concept called Das HaFloh, Ish Ki Yaftu Lindo Nero Hashem. Das HaFloh is a lower level of Das. We said like this, there's regular Das, and then the things you don't even need Das, left out Kavona, even underage. Then there's the higher level of Das, the Dovish of Yerba by Kiddushin, and Gerish maybe even higher than that. And there's a low level Das, HaFloh. I know it's a low level. They're both saying even a 12-year-old can do it. Called Mukla Samach Liish. That's why there could be a Torah Nedarim, Rebbe Osai. Since so little Das is necessary to put into the Neder to make it effective, easy come, easy go. It comes in with Das HaFloh, it goes out with a Torah Nedarim. Rav Shechter wrote recently, he's so upset at those who were trying to say that just like if I stay with a Torah Nedarim, if I would have known this would have happened, I never would have taken the nether. Mutlach, mutlach, mutlach. If I would have known this would happen, I never would have married this guy. Mutlach, mutlach, mutlach. Hey. What's the difference? So I have to explain that the Darb only requires Das HaFloh, the low level of Das, and therefore easy come, easy go. But Kiddushin is done with the highest level of Das. You can't just knock it off and mutlach, mutlach. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Sir, and I believe, Rabbi Osai, that we can read this into the words of the Ritva. The Ritva is on the Maramakomas, I believe. And he uses the Lashon, it says, Ki Yafli. The Ritva uses that expression. Ki Yafli. What does that mean? Ki Yafli. Why does it work by Nazir? Tosfos Kasha Dafir Aleph. Ki Afli Ein Lono Ala Kemoshe Ifli. Some say even if Tanai is valid, it's still not a Nazir. That's the Mufla Mavur B'Shash Anada. What does that mean? Ki Afli. So perhaps it means what we're suggesting now is a new kind of din of Das Afla. Perhaps. I didn't quite finish what I wanted to finish today. Not the first time. On Sunday, you have to remind me to start with the Rav Moshe and the Ritva. Try to finish up this particular sugya. Then we're going to go back to what we left off with before we even started yesterday's sugya. I left a couple of loose ends on Tuesday when I had to run out. So I'll try to finish all this up on Sunday, but better. The primary discussion will be back to the original issue to bring us back to the very serious matters of civil marriage, reform of conservative marriage, and the question I asked you last time, when there was a vote, most people thought like me, if they became Balei Tshuva, and they knew that reform wasn't any good, I think you have to worry that maybe they really are married. I was very upset with that other psak that we mentioned last time. We'll go back to that, Mr. Shem, on Sunday. Wish you all a good Shabbos. As they say, it's Shabbat Shalom Yerushalayim.
What are you doing in the tip?